Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey has extremely local news for us, starting with what's going on in Rogers Park. The city has stopped working on a historically protected building. Tell us about that. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yes, this is on Devon Avenue. It's 1618 West Devon Avenue, and it used to be called the New Devon Music Theater. And it's a, you know, an old theater from 1912. It's been occupied by the Assyrian American Association of Chicago for a long time, and it was recently acquired with plans to turn it into an event space and a banquet hall. But the problem was, according to the woman that that purchased it, is she didn't know that it was a Chicago landmark, and there was a lot of protected features, particularly with the front facade. So she's begun a renovation project, but you know, we found out about this. Neighbors started calling us and asking, why are they, you know, demolishing parts of this historic facade? City came out and has slapped a stop work order on it, but unfortunately, some of the things are lost now to history. There was a bust of the Egyptian goddess Isis that was at the very apex of this arched facade on the front of this building in Rogers Park. She said she had thrown that away, but has offered to somewhat try to rebuild it in some form. But it's the neighbors and the preservationists in the city were saying it's just a real shame that if she had gone through the proper permitting process, it would have flagged that this was a landmark, that she couldn't take down a lot of these things. So there's just some work to be done there. But, you know, I always, you know, we talk a lot about these old movie halls in Chicago, and I'm always just glad to know that they're not getting demolished completely and replaced with, you know, something more boring, because these had great lives in the past, and there's still good bones in there, and they could turn it into things that could preserve some of the history that our parents and grandparents enjoyed in these old movie halls.
Absolutely. I never realized that was an old movie house, that structure, 1618 West Devon. Okay, let's get to the breaking monkey news from the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Exactly. We wouldn't want zoo news to go by without telling your listeners. You know, anyone that's been to the Lincoln Park Zoo in the last couple years knows that there's a new snow monkey area. These are the monkeys that they get. I don't know. I always tell my kids it's like they're playing in a hot tub. I know that's probably not the proper term, but they've got these hot springs that they play in, and they're quite beautiful with their red faces. There was a new snow monkey born in August, and the cool part of this is, at least I think so, is they teach these snow monkeys certain things. They let them pick their food with a touch screen and some other things. They try to work on cognitive recognition. They let the mom, Mito, they gave her a couple names to choose from to name this the baby macaque, the baby snow monkey. It was either Minato or Miyoshi. They tried to name it after areas in Japan. And she came up with Minato, which is a district in Tokyo. And so that, you know, they're assuming this is what she wants. Maybe, you know, she was looking for a little extra food or something like that. But this is the one she chose. And so they're saying, you know, congratulations, she got to name her own snow monkey baby.
I love it. And finally, new home for the Bronzeville Historical Society.
Right. Sort of the same spirit as the first story. This is the old Parkway Ballroom in Bronzeville. It's at 4455 South King Drive, and is really steeped in history. Nat King Cole played there, Count Basie, Sarah Vaughan. It's had a bunch of different incarnations over the years. It's an event hall now, but it's also home to the Bronzeville Historical Society. They had been on the IIT campus for a while, but they've gotten a larger space. They're moving into part of the old Parkway Ballroom, and they're having a grand opening tomorrow at noon. They've got a couple of exhibits already, including one featuring stories about the Great Migration. But they're really just trying to highlight historical parts of Bronzeville, which, you know, just an amazing neighborhood that many are saying is seeing a renaissance in recent years as some of these older buildings are being rehabilitated and bringing new businesses in. So the Bronzeville Historical Society, congratulations on the grand opening noon tomorrow, 4455 South King Drive. Check it out.
Way to go. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bob. You too.